This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Rayford in Oklahoma City. Rayford says, I'm 37 and my girlfriend is 57. My big brother came to stay with me for a week and she was all in his face and it bothered me. When he left, he admitted that she was flirting with him and she said he's the older version of me. She has a younger sister. Should I flirt with her sister to let her see how it feels?
Yeah, go ahead and do that, because this sounds like a bunch of mess right here. Yeah, that's what she was doing. She got a younger sister. Yeah, just go ahead. Go ahead, girl. Why you with her? Why she with you? She wants the older version of you, and that's all it is. Why?
They got 20 years between them.
You 37, she 57. How long you think this going to last anyway?
But he likes her, though. He likes her.
Oh, and she probably got herself together and everything. But, you know, okay. All right.
So, you think he should flirt with the sister. Okay.
No, I mean, they in a mess. They in some mess. How you think that's the solution?
Mess begets mess.
That's going to let her see how I feel. That's going to change. That's not going to change what she said to your brother.
All right. Moving on to Fatima in Huntington Beach. Fatima writes, my husband's best friend is in town with his wife and I can't stand her. I refuse to go hang out with them and my husband told them why. How can he be so messy and start drama? Was it best to be honest or should he have lied?
Well, now y'all wanna lie. I done
if
told
have
y'all
to.
Lying is very, very critical to the maintaining of relationships. The moment you tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, relationships start to fall apart. Now, all he had to do was say, hey, my wife's sick. She got COVID.
Right. She ain't gonna COVID. She just came
moving. Everybody would have been cool with that. But oh, no. No, man. She can't stand your damn wife.
Wow. That's cold.
Yeah. He told that. The truth.
How did that help anybody in this situation?
It ain't help nobody. The lie would have worked. I done told y'all about this truth, man.
Yes, CLO, you're right
truth
on this
is
one.
So overrated.
Yeah. He upset his wife, too. She's upset with him.
What did he say? She don't want to hang with your wife. She can't stand.
She can't stand her.
She can't stand her. Man, she can't talk to her, man, because she
could have went out with those people.
She can't stand Sheila, dog. She just...
And he said it in front of Sheila.
I think it's because how she looked, though, me personally, because, you know.
He's adding to it, too.
Yeah. She don't even know what all he said, though.
She has no idea. All right, we're going to move on to LaToya in Phoenix. LaToya says, we have three children under age 6, and I'm the caregiver, disciplinarian, and cook. My husband goes to our room as soon as he gets home. I'm withholding sex because I'm upset and tired. He doesn't seem to care. Is he over me and the kids?
Anybody
it sound like
all them things.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sound like
and these are his kids.
Yeah, he wore out, though. He made the kids. Now he got to go provide for them and support them. He just wore himself out. I really think he mad at himself.
He don't like them, though.
You don't like
but
his
kids. But he doesn't do anything.
He go in his room, shut his door. I don't want to hear this noise. I've been to work all day, which is like extremely wrong on his part.
Yeah,
because the wife has been with them all day.
Yeah,
tired.
And they need an active daddy in their life.
Yeah, it's called parent.
So he wrong on so many levels.
Yeah.
But the fact is, he over with me because you done withheld the sex and he don't care.
Still don't
and
care.
You know why he don't want no more sex? Because he don't want no more damn kids.
Yes.
Hello. Don't want no more
he's
baby.
Cool with the decision.
We ain't having no more sex. Well, that means we ain't having no more kids.
Cool.
He solved that problem.
Yeah.
All right, last one, Steve. Last one. This is from Mike in Nashville. Mike says, my girlfriend and my ex-wife are so cool that I see pictures of them on Facebook and my girl hasn't even mentioned that they were together. My girl has met my ex-wife's new man and I have not. Are they way too close? Am I crazy for feeling weird about it?
God.
Wait a minute. Who met their new man?
Yeah, they hang out.
His wife. And met his ex's new man.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Everybody in the circle but him. He the one don't ain't it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sound me like some swinging going on, pimping. You ain't
what it sound like. That's what it sound like.
I don't know. I ain't saying nothing. This sound like some swinging going on. You ain't in the club because everybody cool except you. Now, have you had the swinging conversation, and what did you say when this conversation came up? I ain't swinging with no damn body. Okay, cool.
All right, well, I'm
okay, now, in all seriousness, that is a weird dynamic. I've never heard that before. Mm-hmm. Your wife, your girlfriend is cool with your ex
With your ex-wife.
Wife.
And then they be
and her
it
new
with
man.
Yeah. One big
that don't make
family.
No damn sense. Everybody in the group but you. Well, that only tells me one thing. The common denominator in this group of who don't like the one person is you.
Is you.
The ex-wife don't like you, your girlfriend don't like you, and the damn new husband don't like you.
Yeah. But that's what they're talking about when they get together. You know it. What'd you say?
What can he do to be a part of the group? He can't hang. He can't roll like
swinging.
That. He can't be down. What's happening?
They don't like it. They don't like it.
They don't like him. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.